In the early 1970s, I was selected through audition for membership in the Chicago Youth Orchestra. It was a privilege and a prime peach position, sort of like from the top, Chicago style. And I was chosen. I was one of the chosen. And we gathered ourselves together under Dudley's baton, and this immense group of young musicians from all over this metropolitan area start wiring together. And to be 16 or 17 years old in that era when the Chicago Symphony was sine qua non was the Mount Olympic in effect. As we prepared for the second round, we went into sectional rehearsal. And I'll certainly never forget, under the guidance and the demands of Gordon Peters, who was the chief percussionist at the CSO at the time, we were rehearsing the Russian Eastern Overture, and we were finishing toward that inimitable climax. I literally felt my body being lifted out of my chair and this tingle going through my nervous system that probably changed my DNA. And I never, ever, in all the many years of orchestral playing, which I enjoyed, felt myself lifted out of my chair in excitement, in cohesion, in synthesizing sound. And I never forgot that elevation. And I wondered later, how did he do that? And why did I react that way? Where suddenly 50 disparate musicians from a city of 10 million became one symphonic force. And it was what music really was meant to be. It was magical. My name is Lorenzo Del Norte Burrs. Some people refer to me as the Bubble Man. I'm known as Sonny Acres to folks in Aroostook County, and I'm the veteran planetarium director of Francis Malcolm Institute, as well as the instructor of astronomy and instructor of modern Jewish history at the Maine School of Science and Mathematics. And I'm also a county resident right at the 46th parallel, where we can see the North Pole on a clean, clear winter day. That is the music that moves me.
Music That Moves Me is a series of audio diaries airing daily in April in celebration of Music on Public Radio Month. Find out more at mpbn.net, including how to tell your story, how to donate an instrument, or take part in a free day of music on April 27th. Music That Moves Me is made possible in part by Garant Marketing, celebrating the role of music in your life and on public radio.